The words we live by. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Words We Live By, the summer series of the Eternal Light program, which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today, we present Wisdom Books of the Bible, the second in this series of 15 outstanding literary dialogues of past years, featuring Mark Van Doren and Maurice Samuel, two of America's foremost men of letters. Mr. Samuel.
Mark, I think we are ready in our talk today to examine in a little more detail the text of Proverbs in the light of the definitions that we agreed on or half agreed on in our last talk. I want to begin, however, with this suggestion. I'd like to know what you feel about it, that the wisdom books represent one of the three modes of human motivation. In one, we've got the prophetic guide to human behavior. In one, we have the priestly guide. In one, we have the wisdom guide. Each of these approaches has its advantages and its difficulties. In the prophetic, we are bidden to consider what God wants us to do in general terms, and we are thrown upon the intuitive. The danger is there that we fall into a sort of antinomianism. We've got no regulations. We are dependent always upon inspiration. In the priestly code, we are given very specific guidance. We are told of penalties and expiations, and the danger there is that we fall into a rigid formalism. In the wisdom literature, we are given the wise man's, the worldly man's outlook on human behavior, and the danger there is that we fall into shrewdness or cunning.
Or prudence.
Or prudence. And in fact, the word prudence occurs also side by side with those three attributes of wisdom that I spoke of last week, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. There is also the word orma, which is prudence and might even be shrewdness. So this is the third coordinate. If you want to speak of behavior as being three-dimensional and solid, this is the third coordinate. The wisdom books say next to nothing about the prophets, next to nothing about the priestly code. They do mention, you may find mention in Proverbs, pay your first fruits and give your tribute to the Lord and he will bless you. But that's almost a formal, off-handed recognition. We are thrown back upon the worldly wise, the intelligently decent estimate of life. Now, we've got to look at that in the text in the light of what you said last week about the Jewish and the Greek attitudes toward life and see if we can get some system out of the book of Proverbs and the other books that we're going to examine.
First of all, however, Maurice, let me remind you of something I believe is true, namely that during a certain period of the ancient Hebrew experience, men of wisdom, wise men, men who said things such as we're reading here, were almost a profession or caste in themselves. Isn't that true?
Yes.
There was a time they were not priests, but they somehow were a body of men who nursed in their minds and in their memories a series of sayings which had great antiquity, we can be sure, which were supposed to have come down from the fathers, the things that had always been understood. These men were, in a sense, the guardians of these sayings. They were the men who knew how to say them. They were men who knew how to put them into words, and they had been put very brilliantly into words at some time way in the past, oftentimes into words that were now difficult to understand. The ethics of the fathers says to us once that we should never try to say anything that is difficult to understand in the hope that it will be ultimately understood. We better make it clear right now. On the other hand, the wisdom writers have great respect, apparently, for what they call dark sayings, for riddles or puzzles, things that at first blush don't seem to mean very much, but which upon examination yield very rich meaning. That's only a footnote to what you were saying. The wisdom writers, the wisdom, the priests, they were almost priests of wisdom.
I think that's correct. It goes back almost...